Mackenzie McAlpin is totally freaked out by bedbugs.
I think I have a bedbug phobia. I'm a little bit wildly scared of them.
When she was a kid, she'd heard the old rhyme, you know, sleep tight, don't let the bedbugs bite.
My mom always said it forever. But like, they're real. They're a real thing. Ugh.
Yep, bedbugs are real. Six-legged insects that feed off human blood at night. So you can't blame McAlpin for wanting to avoid them, though her precautions might not be that practical.
You know, I'm the one friend that crosses the street when we're walking past a bed, and I'm like, ooh, get away. You know, I don't know. I don't know what's on it. I don't want to know. I don't need to know. Get me away.
Paranoid, perhaps. Michael Levy, on the other hand, is a bit obsessed.
The adults are probably the size of a small ant. You can kind of hear them if you put the mic up to the...
Levy is an epidemiologist at the University of Pennsylvania. In his Stark lab, he asks a student to hold up a glass jar filled with hundreds of light brown bedbugs crawling on sheets of paper.
They sense the CO2 in her breath. You can see they got very excited. Now they're crawling up and down the paper.
Levy's bedbug fascination can be traced to time he spent over the past decade in Latin America, where he met an insect called the kissing bug.
And it's kind of like a giant, horrible cousin of the bedbug.
Like bedbugs, kissing bugs feed on blood at night. Unlike bedbugs, some of them can transmit a parasite to humans that can damage the heart, among other things.
And I was terrified, so every night I'd have my flashlight and I'd check my room to make sure there were none of these bugs, and slowly that fear became interest.
Levy has been working to wipe out the disease in parts of Peru through an ongoing door-to-door extermination effort. Though bedbugs pose less of a threat up here, they do exact an emotional and economic toll. So, inspired by Peru's model, Levy is now leading door-to-door specimen hunts and household surveys in parts of Philly. Levy says people like McAlpin do have some cause for worry. Bedbug complaints are steadily rising. A lot of people have them, he says, but not a lot of people are talking about it.
Nursing homes are suffering. Institutions are suffering. Hospitals are suffering. Universities are suffering. And everyone kind of quietly deals with it. But this is all very discreet.
There's the stigma that only poor, dirty people get bedbugs. Not true. What is true is that those who are better off can better afford to fight an infestation. Exterminators alone can cost more than $1,000. The city doesn't treat bedbugs as a public health threat, so the onus is on individuals.
These are the protected bed mattress encasements. We're bringing lots of little goodies in.
Robert DeJoseph and Jeff White are part of a $1 million Battle the Bedbug business. They recently responded to a call from a suburban Philadelphia row home. The resident applied to their charitable program for help.
I always had it in my head that it could be, but I always was trying to push it to the back because I didn't want it to be.
So I'm wondering if you can introduce yourself.
I'd just rather, you know, not say my name just because of the perceptions.
He says living with the itchy threat of bedbug bites has been emotionally devastating.
I mean, you know, when you go to sleep, you're going to be getting bit. You feel helpless because you're kids. There were nights when I came downstairs and cried.
They're everywhere on this couch.
White takes a steamer to the couch. Heat is a key weapon against bedbugs.
Whew.
In the bedroom, White and DeJoseph pull the bedding off a mattress.
It's common to find bedbugs in the bedding, especially where it's tucked into the foot of the bed, because it's never bothered. Bedbugs want to be in areas of least disruption first.
The two flip a box spring upright against the wall. They spy a quarter-inch dot, a freshly fed bedbug.
When they're not fed, they're flat, they're paper thin. That one, if you look at it closely, is all engorged with blood.
White says he's never brought bedbugs home from work. Then again, he knows not to sit down anywhere while on the job. Bedbugs may not be quick to leave a bed, but they may hitch rides on people's stuff. White says responding early can blunt an infestation, but left to themselves, bedbugs can spread around a building or even a neighborhood. Bedbugs aren't a new problem. Don Buehler, a professor at the University of Maryland, studies the history of urban pests. She says bedbugs were common in the U.S. up to the 40s and 50s.
It was almost kind of an accepted condition of urban life that every once in a while you were going to get bedbugs, and some people even had bedbugs pretty much constantly.
So true, say some longtime Philadelphia residents. Phyllis Navo.
When I was a little girl, my mother used to open the windows, take the sheets and mattress off the bed, and she used to have a bat. And she used to bang the springs with the bat so all the bed bugs could fall out of the springs. Something
was moaning. John Rodrigo.
We had a lot of bed bugs in them days.
Yeah, in Philadelphia.
Our parents would use some kind of a spray they put on the bed, and it stunk.
We'd put wax candles and burn the bed bugs out like that there.
That was Eileen Ashton.
It was every morning my mother did that.
It was awful.
We lived with it, though.
So what curbs the bedbug? Don Beeler says DDT and other powerful pesticides, plus people's vigilance. But now in a familiar tale of modern science, bedbugs have evolved and developed resistance to chemicals.
And then you eventually end up with bedbugs that resist anything you throw at them.
Beeler says bedbugs are widespread again. But there are some ways to combat them beyond chemicals. She suggests reducing clutter, being careful about what goes in and out of the home, hot water laundering, and... That's the sound of Mackenzie McAlpin, the Philadelphia woman trying to keep her apartment safe from bedbugs.
Like creases.
But bedbugs can outwit even the vigilant. About 9 months ago, McAlpin returned one evening after hanging out with friends.
And I get home, and I sit down on my bed to text message somebody. And something caught the corner of my eye. I was like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, it's a bed bug, it's a bed bug. And I grabbed a tissue, and I squeezed it, and like, ugh, you know, like so hard squeezed it, because I just wanted to know that it was dead. It happened. Okay, it happened. I knew this was going to happen. It happened.
She called her landlord's exterminator, Steve Realdean.
How may I help you?
You know, and I was like, look, calm down. It's a bad name they gave them.
At Realdean's direction, McAlpin prepped her apartment, washing sheets and clothes, emptying drawers and nightstands. He came over to inspect.
I didn't find anything.
Strangely enough for McAlpin, finally coming face to face with her fear might have been a good thing.
One thing that it taught me, this scare, is that I can't do anything about it. I am either going to constantly live in fear, or I'm just gonna like roll with it, be conscious of my surroundings, and know that it happens to everybody.
Even though bedbugs don't transmit disease, Don Beeler says the shame and mental stress are still problems. And sometimes people actually do themselves harm while battling the bugs, using toxic or flammable chemicals.
Are we going to become more open about the issue? Are we going to kind of remove the stigma and be able to talk about bed bugs openly so that we can get help to the people who need it?
Meanwhile, Michael Levy, the Penn entomologist, plans to pound on more doors, starting in South Philly this summer. He wants to figure out all the bedbug tricks for moving from place to place in case bedbugs become a source of disease. So all you folks south of South Street, don't be alarmed if someday you see a mild-mannered guy knocking at your door, ready to ask about bedbugs in your home. For The Pulse, I'm Alana Gordon.